What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? This is DJ Quest One with the Drive Podcast. I have the reverb. I'm using my mixer today. I want to talk about the Griselda Blanco show. I thought it was decent. Sofia Vergara, she did a good job. And I think that she did a fine job. She didn't look nothing like Griselda Blanco. I think they should have found someone a little bit more chubbier than when she is, because she didn't look nothing like her. But she did a phenomenal job of 6 episodes, and I think that they probably could have done more of the series. But also, Marco Corleone Blanco, he's suing Netflix because, okay, so he wrote a book, and then the people that he wrote a book with took it to Netflix with behind his back and pretty much worked with Sofia Vergara to get this done. So that's one of those things where, you know, you tell your story. He does have a book out, which is fine, that he's trying to promote, because, I mean, he lived it. So that's the thing I have with that. Like, you have someone that's been there, that's done, you know, that was there during that time, and he can't get paid for it because for whatever reason they didn't want to use him, whatever the reason may be. Now that's crap. That's a bunch of crap. Like, he was the son of her, of Griselda Blanco. So for many of y'all that don't know who this is, Griselda Blanco was a major queenpin in Miami in the 70s and 80s, all the way to the 90s, that dealt with the Medellin cartel in Colombia, that transported millions and millions, billions of dollars in cocaine. And she was like the main one, you know, and she had a lot of bodyguards. She hired a lot of the call them Marilitos, which was the cube during the 80s. If you see that movie Scarface, she said she hated the movie Scarface because she said that's her life. They stole her life because it wasn't a Cuban that went over there. It was a Colombian that started it, which was right, because there was a guy named Papo who was one of her enemies in the show. If you watch the show, you'll understand. He was also Colombian. So the Cubans, the whole Scarface playing it, it's pretty much, you know, they did have Cubans in Miami, but the main heads were the Colombians. And in the movie, if you look at Scarface, he says, because I hate fucking Colombians, you know, and it's weird because they worked together back then. So I don't know if that was a shot at Griselda Blanco during the movie, but that's her life. She was the one that was all coked out and getting people murdered for no reason. So Scarface adapted it to put it in their movie, you know. But so for example, they had a tattoo. It's crazy because they must have did, whoever did the right, whoever the writer was for Scarface, they did the research, because the people that came over here from Cuba in 1981 that Carter kicked out, and they came to Florida from Cuba, they had a tattoo of like a woman or something, which means that they were in this gang, they were in prison. And if you watch the Netflix show, it shows that. But anyways, going back to Griselda Blanco and Marco Corleone, I think the show probably would have been even better if they would have had him as a consultant. I mean, come on, that's the son of her. Like, he was around that stuff. But they did a good job, and I didn't even know Sofia Vergara was also she's Colombian, which is fine. Which is good, because, you know, they speak that Colombian Spanish. It's different, because I was just telling you know, I can tell people the accent. I was telling my fiance that I can tell by the accent in Spanish where they're from. They're Mexican or Colombian, Salvadorian, Peruvian, Puerto Rican, Cuban. You can tell by their dialect. And she nailed it to the ground. Well, she's from there, but she's saying that her brother got killed in the 90s affiliated with the Medellin cartel. So she said she had to tap into her remembering that back in the 90s. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. She did good acting. There was some Rivi. I remember Rivi because there's a thing called Cocaine Cowboys 2 that talks about Griselda Blanco still dealing coke in the 90s, mid-90s to 2000s. And they used this guy who was someone in L.A. that was transporting cocaine for her while she was in prison. They didn't have that in the show. And so Rivi came out on there, on the locked up. So when I heard his name, I was like, I know he sounds familiar. I know who that is. So they did tap into the reality of it. I think they could have maybe extended the series to her later on while she was in prison and the guy was dealing for her and the gentleman that she was with. But he was, but she was locked up. He was out there, and then they were having an affair. They left that out of the show, and then of course she went back to. She got transported. She got deported back to Colombia and ended up getting killed. She invented the drive-by shooting on the motorcycles. That was her invention, and unfortunately she ended up getting killed. The same way that whatever she invented, she got killed, and that's karma in a huge way. You get a chance to check it out, you know, you had Netflix, check it out. They're not paying me. It'd be cool though. If they were to pay me while I'm advertising this, but I'm doing it for free cause I like, you know, shows and, especially real life shows. You know, she was a drug trafficker and, you know, it talks about them, the high in earnings of drug traffickers in the '70s and eighties. And, they were one of the most deadly. You know, they called her La Madrina, the Black Widow, La Dama de la Mafia, the name of the Griselda synonyms with death. And the reason why they called her Black Widow, because every husband she was with, she'd kill him. And it's six hours long, and it's created by Eric Newman and Andres Baez. I think Andres Baez is the one that they that Griselda's actual son dealt with. Or one of these producers, and they ended up going behind his back and doing the show. But he sued them, so he should be getting compensation. But I still don't agree with them not using him. I was saying, like, if you know your mom, her mannerisms, what she does, like how she speaks, it would have been that much more helpful if he had been on a set, because he's the son. Hello, who else are they consulting with? People that knew him? People that knew her, like, no one will tell you, like, I can tell you, like, how my dad's manners were, how my mom's manners were. He can say how his dad was, you know, like, he's not there, so they don't even know. So it's probably 80, maybe 70% right, but the rest maybe not correct, because they didn't have the son there. So that's the thing that I didn't like. I really didn't want to watch it because the son's not involved, and with someone, it would mean so much more if they were involved. Like, it's like the NWA that had so many consultants, which was great. The Wu-Tang, so many consultants, which was good. I just didn't like the main actor that played RZA because it looked nothing like him. And he can relate to that. But I was hearing the Suge Knight podcast, and he was talking how black actors from England come over here and play these roles, and they don't know anything about being an American. They can relate. They have to get consultants. So this is like kind of the same thing. Like, yes, Sofia Vergara is Colombian. Yes, she did live through it, but she doesn't know exactly how she was. Only the son would know because he's the only one alive. She had four sons. All of them got killed except for the youngest one. But anyways, thank you for listening to the Drive Podcast. Keep on listening. Thank you for listening to the last episode on the, the clone, human cloning, right? And keep on listening, and I will get you another episode. The next one, hopefully have a guest. I will have a guest, but tell me what you think of this. If you saw it, let me know and see what you think. Drop a comment. And shoot me an email, djquesone@gmail.com. That's djquesone@gmail.com. Peace.